Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
Waterloo scored 3 times in the first 6 minutes. They added another power play goal. They worked through some shorthanded time as this game continued, and the Hawks pick up a win in a tough building, a building that they will see a lot of this winter of 2023-24. The first trip, a success, Waterloo 4, Des Moines 1, and it's time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks with the game's opening goal just past the two-minute mark. Altrichter trying to locate it in front of the Des Moines bench, helped along by Thorson. He's on a six-game point streak. He shoots here. It's blocked. Shoots again. Blocked again. Loose puck. Rolls back out to Nick Fascia. Left point. Backpedaling. Shooting. Waterloo scores! Here come the Hawks! Altrichter and Thorson both near the front of the net on the shot by Fascia. It looks like if it was deflected, it went off the Buccaneer. Here come the Hawks with the game's first goal. 2 minutes and 8 seconds into the opening period. Waterloo in front. 1-0. It is credited to Nick Fascia. The defenseman's second of the season, assisted by Gavin Thorson and John Mustard, as that one got through for a goal that put the Hawks in front just past the two-minute mark. Waterloo built on the lead a little bit more than 3 minutes later. Thorson, tape to tape for Altrichter, out to center, has help with Mustard. They crisscross near the Buccaneer line. Altrichter on the left wing side, goes behind the Buccaneer net, send it in front. Thorson scores! Here come the Hawks! If Gavin Thorson hadn't already extended the point streak on Fash's goal, he has now. It's number 5 on the season, his second of the weekend. 2-0 Hawks at 5:18 of the opening period.
Fifth of the season for Gavin Thorson at 5:18 of the first, assisted by Jakub Altrichter. There was an assist that was credited to John Mustard. That was taken away, so now it's strictly Thorson from Altrichter, the way that one is scored. But Mustard would get his name on the stat sheet again just 33 seconds later.
Then for Gofredo. Trying to find Minahan, the pass is tipped, stolen by Thorson. Across the line again, drop pass, Mustard, wrist shot, he scores! Here come the Hawks! John Mustard makes it 3-0 Waterloo, less than 6 minutes into the first period, and Mustard with his team-leading goal number 13 on the season on the drop pass from Thorson. It's a huge start for the Waterloo Blackhawks.
Gavin Thorson with the assist at 5:51. And Jonathan Reinholdt allowing 3 goals on 6 shots before he was replaced by Ethan Dahlmeier. The Blackhawks did not have a lot of chances against Dahlmeier the rest of the period, but they did get one to go in the waning seconds of a power play.
10 seconds left on the power play. Hawks get onside. Miller slides the puck to Brown, crossing the line, feeds it to Hillman, right circle. He shoots and scores! Here come the Hawks! Miles Hillman, the Hawk captain, late in the power play. It's 4-0 Waterloo as Hillman hits the top corner from near the right faceoff dot.
Hillman's second of the season, both power play goals. This one at 16:59, assisted by Connor Brown and Tyler Miller. The Blackhawks were up 4-0 at that point, and they would maintain that lead for the rest of the period, all of the second and into the third. Now, they got through period number 2 after being shorthanded 3 times, including more than a minute and a half of 5-on-3 power play time. The Buccaneers did eventually get a breakthrough on their 4th power play of the game. 4.5 minutes into the third period, Owen West taking a shot from above the right circle. A lot of traffic in front. Looked like it may have been tipped by Braden Ford, but the goal is credited to Owen West with assists to Lubomir Kupcho and Liam Watkins. The power play conversion made it 4-1. It seemed like the game took a long time to while its way through the 15 and a half minutes that remained, but there was no change in score. Both teams had a later power play but did not convert. Looked like Jakub Altrichter had made it a 5-1 game with what appeared to be an empty netter, but the goal was washed out. It was ruled that Gavin Lindberg, who was coming up the ice with Altrichter, crossed the line offside ahead of the puck, and so that goal waved off, but the Hawks did have enough offense to pick up the 3-goal 4-1 win. They finished the game 1-for-3 on the power play. The Buccaneers 1-for-5. They did end a string of Blackhawks penalty killing success, which had stretched out to a dozen consecutive penalty kills before the Buccaneers broke the stretch. But all in all, the Blackhawks penalty kill has been
producing better results of late. In the third, the Buccaneers outshot the Blackhawks 11-2 for the game. 33 Des Moines shots, just 16 for Waterloo, only 8 after the end of the first period. But Calvin Vachon with the win, his 10th victory of the season, 32 saves to get it. Meanwhile, the loss goes to Jonathan Reinholdt. He stopped 3 of 6. And then in relief, Ethan Dahlmeier was able to turn away 9 of 10 Blackhawks shots. He was not tested too often. That is our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Need a gift idea? Well, check out Ted's selection of WeatherTech floor mats, phone holders, and hitch-mounted bump steps. WeatherTech products are made in the USA and great for any driver. Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale can help with your project and your gift list. Stop in to see Ted and his staff there to help at 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks now with 2 wins in 2 matchups against the Des Moines Buccaneers, but it's a long season series. Waterloo and Des Moines have 6 more head-to-head before the year runs out. This win also gives the Blackhawks a boost in the DePaco Cowbell Cup Series standings. Now Waterloo just 1 point behind the co-leaders Des Moines and Dubuque, and with a game in hand and another DePaco Cowbell Cup Series matchup coming up when the Hawks host Des Moines 1 week from tonight, next Saturday.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.